This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Microsoft's pledge this week to put up $500 million for affordable housing in Seattle and the East Side is a game changer for the area. But how? King County Councilmember Claudia Balducci represents the district that includes Microsoft. She also chairs the Regional Affordable Housing Task Force, which just wrapped up its work. Councilmember Balducci joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do you see this money doing for the region?
It's an incredible down payment on a big need that we have throughout King County. Our task force found that there is a gap in housing, if you consider growth through 2040, of almost 250,000 housing units. Microsoft study shows that that gap is 300,000 units. So this is a tremendous investment. It is just really a very impressive number. But it's just a down payment. There's a lot more that we need to do in terms of making sure we have a healthy housing market that working people can afford to live anywhere near where they work around here.
Companies have been pouring millions into a lot of these efforts already. Amazon has been paying into the City of Seattle's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. In California, Google and Facebook are undertaking efforts for housing. How is what Microsoft has done here any different?
I think it's their first major foray into this kind of support for the community. And so that in itself is – it shows leadership. It hopefully sparks work by government and other companies to really focus on making sure that we catch up on housing. And just – it is a very large investment. I am not aware of other corporate investments that come anywhere near. You said millions. This is hundreds of millions. It will in and of itself make enough of a difference for you to feel it and know that we've made some progress. And hopefully that gives us the ability to build upon this investment and actually do even more.
A lot of the coverage sort of juxtaposed what Microsoft has announced in this $500 million with Amazon's fight against the City of Seattle's head tax on large employers. Do you see a connection there, and do you see this as a response to that?
What I would love to see is some healthy competition. If companies want to get into competing with each other to do bigger and better things for the community, I'm all in favor of that.
All right. So you chaired the Regional Affordable Housing Commission, as we said. There was a report issued recently that looked into the housing needs of the area. Just kind of the top line, what do we know about what we need?
Right. We know that jobs have grown very fast. We know that housing is growing, but it's not growing nearly as fast. And so what we find is that people are having to move frequently as rents rise. And this is true everywhere. It's true in Seattle. It's true in the east suburbs in King County, where I represent. It's true in South King County, which is starting to see this trend as well. So we need workforce housing for people who are making working wages. We need to look at seniors who, as they're in their retirement, living on fixed incomes, their house values rise, their property taxes rise, they have a harder time staying in their homes. We need to look at starter housing. There's not nearly the kind of starter housing around now for young families that there was when I was coming up. And so the need is broad and wide, and that's without even talking about homelessness and what we do about all the people we see in homelessness in our communities, and how do we have the sort of ability to do services and assistive housing for people who need that kind of assistance. You almost can't do anything wrong here. Any investment we make, any action we take to increase options for housing is going to help because the need is so broad and so deep. The thing that I think is really interesting about what Microsoft is doing is because they're situated on the east side, this brings the regional in regionalism. A lot of governments, a lot of folks in Seattle like to talk about regionalism. I think that this will help to kick us into actually acting in a regional way where we are putting housing in places not just in Seattle, but in East King County and South King County. I think it will reinforce what it looks like to act in a regional way and to be providing housing all over the region in job centers everywhere, not just in Seattle.
Throughout your time as an elected official, not just as a King County Council member, but when you were on Bellevue City Council, how have you seen housing change as an issue that concerns your constituents?
Yeah, we ask our constituents frequently what they think of as the biggest challenges and the biggest opportunities that we have in the city and in other places. And for years, the top two issues on the top of mind of my constituents was transportation and public safety. Public safety and transportation, they were one and two, and they would flip.
You're not saying housing there right away.
No, yeah. And that's right. And then in the last 3, 4, 5 years, suddenly housing crept up to be one of the top two, and now it is routinely the top thing on people's minds, not just in surveys. I get calls. I get calls from people who are telling me about their own housing stories and how challenging it is for them to live where they want to live.
So an increase in rank and urgency.
Exactly.
The fortunes of communities have always been tied to their big employers, right? I mean, Boeing decades ago shaped a lot of Seattle. It's Microsoft and Amazon now in many cases. Not to downplay what Microsoft has done here, but is there a risk, you know, when companies are directly giving to programs for affordable housing that the public becomes too dependent on their good graces? Is this kind of thing sustainable?
I think it is critically important that government plays our role. The thing that government provides is sustainability and continuity. We're not going to go out of business. We're not going to decide that we're not caring about people in need anymore. And so this kind of investment in capital projects where we're creating more housing units, I think is a perfect place for private philanthropy or private investment, because you build a housing unit, somebody buys them, they own it, or they buy them and they rent it out. We're always going to need to do in government programs where we help people with rent subsidies, where we provide human services support. That's the sort of thing that I think is very important, that we keep that public investment and we make sure that we're meeting our needs, the things that we need to do for our constituents, because we're not going to go away. I don't think Microsoft's going to go away either. This is not my point. In fact, I think this is evidence of Microsoft doubling down on its commitment to remaining in the Northwest. They've invested in their campus. They're investing in their community. They've supported transportation and now housing investments. They seem to really mean that they're in it, this community, for the long haul.
So Microsoft has made this pledge, $500 million for affordable housing efforts. What happens now? What's your expectation as an elected official about the next steps?
Right. Yeah, this was frankly a really great surprise in the last few days as the announcement developed. And I think we're all a little bit still reeling from the size of their commitment. So I'm not sure exactly how it rolls out. I do know that some of the money is earmarked to support the King County Housing Authority, and they have some great projects in parts of the county that they want to preserve affordable housing that already exists and upgrade it, which is great. I know that we at the task force, we finished our work. We have a number of recommendations that we need to get to implementing, and some of them fit perfectly with this kind of effort. For example, local governments, cities, and the county need to look at the regulations that we have in place. Where are we not allowing housing where we should be allowing housing? Where are we imposing costs on the development of housing that people can afford as opposed to luxury housing that we could back off on for affordability? And that's the sort of work that we're going to get into this year in 2019.
Claudia Balducci is a member of the King County Council, represents a large part of the East Side, including the Microsoft campus in Redmond. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.